I'm so encouraged to see almost everybody showed up this morning.
One
hour earlier.
但是我很高兴我们差不多所有的人都是在这里出现了。这个大家知道今天都早了一个小时，大家都来了。
So I'd like to start off with asking you this question.
我要这里开始的时候要问大家一个问题。
Have you had this experience?
有没有这样一个经验?
You embark on visiting a popular vacation destination.
你这已经启程准备去那个很好的一个度假的地方。
Because of the photos that you have seen or recommendations of your friends.
你看见那个很美的照片，或者因为你朋友的介绍，你都准备去了。
But when you arrive at the vacation destination,
当你到达那个度假的那个目的地的时候，
you were utterly disappointed.
你实在是觉得很失望。
And some of us would say that place is overrated.
那你就说，那个地点实在是被过于高抬了。
Now let me ask you another even more important question.
我问大家一个更重要的问题。
Based on your life direction at this time,
凭着你现在生命的这个方向，
would you be satisfied when you reach your life destination?
当你到达生命的目的地的时候，你会不会得满足呢？
Let me ask it again.
我再问一下,
maybe it's too early in the morning.
大家都比较，现在早上也比较早啊。
Based on your life direction right now,
你现在生命有一个目的吧,
where you're headed,
你朝这个目的在往前走。
By the time you reach that destination,
到那时候你达到了这个生命的目的的话,
would you be satisfied?
你是不是得满足呢?
Isn't that an important question?
是一个很重要的问题啊。
To help you understand what I'm trying to ask here,
我帮大家怎样想一想我问的这个问题到底是什么意思。
Let me share with you a story.
我给大家分享一个故事。
There was a stepmother who brought her 12-year-old son, Jim, to see the pastor.
有一个故事是有一个母亲，然后带着她12岁的这个继子，然后去见一个牧师。
Now, you know that when a mother bring his or her son to see the pastor, it usually is not very good, right?
大家记得，如果一个母亲带着她的儿子或女儿去见那个牧师的话，往往是不太好的事情。
So immediately when they sat down,
当他们坐下的时候，
the stepmother started reciting a long history about this boy Jim.
Yeah, 他就这个继母就是给牧师讲了一个很长的这个有关他的儿子这个Jim的这个故事。
There was outright defiance.
这是非常的奇妙的一个故事。
Abusive language.
然后这个故事呢，也讲了他用了一个很恶劣的一些词语。
Yeah, extreme withdrawal.
Yeah, 很不好的一些回忆。
Vandalism.
这个还被放弃，这些偷窃啊，Vandalism是偷窃，对对对。
And then threats of violence towards her and her daughter.
他是说，这个他的这个孩子威胁他和他这个用恶意的言语来对他和他的女儿。Stealing
money from her purse.
这个儿子也从他的皮包里面偷钱。And now
what prompted the call was getting caught for shoplifting.
所以他现在为什么突然就把这个儿子带到这个牧师前面呢？因为他在外面偷东西了，到商店里偷东西了。So
the police brought him home handcuffed.
所以这个警察把这个孩子带着家带到家里来，而且手上都上了手铐。So
the pastor listened to this boy's past.
这个牧师就在听这个男孩子过去的故事。Then
he learned about his past.
然后他就学到了他知道他过去做了些什么事。That
his birth mother was a drug addict.
他的这个男孩子的他自己的生母是一个吸毒的。And
later on became a prostitute.
然后就成了妓女。And
when Jim was only a teenager,
当这个Jim还是小孩子的时候,
she left him.
然后这个母亲，就这个他的生母就离开了他。Only
when Jason was only months old.
这个Jim的5岁的时候。Sorry,
the mother was a teenager when she had Jim.
哦，这个他讲，就是母亲，他的母亲是本来是只是年轻人的时候，初高中生的时候就有了这个孩子叫Jim的。Later
when Jason was only 5 years old.
然后Jim这个Jim5岁的时候。
She came back.
然后这个母亲的生母就回来了。
By then, Jim's father was remarried.
那个时候，这个 Jim 的这个亲生父亲呢，自己又重又再婚了。
And the stepmother was caring for the boy.
然后他这个Jim 继母就是肚子里还怀孕了啊。啊，对对对，讲错了，就是，他，对对，他的他这个，他这个继母是，他的这个 Jim 的这个继母呢，那个时候已经也有怀孕，也是也有个男孩子，嗯。
And then Jim's birth mother wanted Jim back.
他的这个这个 Jim 的他的生母他的生母呢，想要把这个 Jim 呢带走。
She wanted to be a good mom.
那个他自己的 Jim 的生母呢，想要做一个好母亲。
She tried almost for a month.
她在那里尝试要把他带走，差不多试了一个月。
But then she got too busy and overwhelmed.
然后她呢就觉得她太忙了，实在是没有办法。
So she abandoned the idea of motherhood.
所以她的生母呢就放弃了这个要成为自己成为一个母亲的这个主意。
She left Jim once more.
她再次的离开了这个
Never to be seen or heard from.
Jim, 然后呢，这个母，他的生母呢，再也没有见过这个 Jim。
After the pastor knowing the story of Jim's childhood,
当这个牧师知道了这个 Jim 呢小时候的故事的时候呢
，He can see that he has gotten into a lot of trouble because of his past。
他可以看见这个 Jim 因为有过去的有很多很多的一生有很多的悲剧，所以他现在就成了这样一个样子。
But now he had to give a solution to help this boy.
所以这个牧师呢，现在想呢，要怎么样给这个主意，然后帮助这个男孩子。
He prayed very hard to ask God for help.
他在那里恳切的祷告，求神能够帮助他有一个主意。
He asked for Solomon's wisdom.
他在那里求神，像所罗门一样，给他也有智慧。
And the Lord indeed gave him the wisdom of Solomon.
然后，但是神呢？但这个神呢，真的是给了他所罗门的智慧。
Because then he told the story of Solomon when he was confronted by two women who claimed to be the mother of the one surviving child.
所以这个牧师呢，就把所罗门在当时有两个母亲为了争执一个孩子到所罗门面前求判断的故事告诉了这个。
So this is what the pastor said.
这个牧师是这样说的。
He said, "I have a question. Are you ready?"
他问这个 Jim， 我有个问题，你准备好了吗
？He says yes。
他说，Jim 说好了。
Who do you think was the real mother？ He asked Jim。
你认为这两个里面谁是真正的母亲呢
？Jim quickly answered, "The woman who gave the child away."
那个 Jim 就很快就回答说，就是那个放弃那个孩子的那个妇女啊。
The pastor said, "You're right."
这个牧师说，你说的对。
And well, he said, "Because she didn't. How did you know that?" And Jim answered.
牧师问他你怎么知道这个答案呢 Jim 回答说
She didn't want the baby to be killed
Jim 说他不想让那个孩子被杀掉
Because she loved him
因为他母亲是这样的爱这个孩子
She loved the child so much that she would rather see him alive and whole and given to another woman
他宁愿看见这个孩子是好好的活着然后甚至把这个放弃这个孩子给这个另外一个妇女
Then the pastor asked Jim this question.
然后这个牧师就问 Jim 这么样一个问题。
Jim, was that your mother?
Jim 啊，那个是不是你的母亲呢
？What was it that she did with you?
那个母亲对你做了什么呢
？She'd rather lose you by giving you away than lose you in the worst way by keeping you.
是啊，她宁愿失去你，把你给了另。把你给了另外一个妇女，也比好过，把你放在身边让你受苦。
And the pastor said, if only I had a camera or a video camera, I should have taken a picture of this boy's response.
那个牧师说，我要是有一个照相机或者是一个录像机的话，我一定把这个 Jim 这个脸那个时候的脸给照下来。
Because moments ago, Jim's face was like a bitter old man.
这几秒钟之前那个。Jim 这个孩子他的脸就像一个老的男人的脸
But now his face was youthful and hopeful
他那个现在的脸变成了一个年轻和有希望的脸完全的改变
And the pastor said to himself
那个牧师对他自己说
Yet all that while I did not change his circumstances
但那个时候我没有看见 他的生活的情况有任何的改变。
I didn't change any detail in his life story.
我对他的生命的细节一点也没有改变。
The only thing I changed was his mind.
我改变的唯一的就是他的思想。
You see how powerful that is.
你想多么有力的。
When a person's mind changes.
当一个人的脑的思想被改变的时候
，Have you always wondered how come God doesn't just change my mind？
有没有问向神求主啊，你为什么不改变我的思想
呢 ？That's because He wants to honor you。
Yeah， 因为主在这里尊重你的意愿。
He has made you in His image。
啊，主是照着他的形象造了你。
He has given you a will。
他给了你这样一个自由的意愿，所以你能够自己做一个自由的选择，你或者是爱主，或者是服侍主，或者是拒绝主，然后你自己走自己的路。
And thank God this boy Jim was helped by the pastor because he changed his mind.
这是感谢主，这个 Jim 这个男孩子被这个牧师改变了他的因为神的缘故改变了他的思想。
So let me ask you the question again at the beginning.
让我们再我问一下我刚才起初问的问题。
Based on your life direction right now,
凭着你现在的对你将来生命的这个目的地
，Would you like your life destination when you arrive？
你是不是会喜欢你到了终点的生命这个目的地的时候，你是不是喜欢那个地方
？That's why I was very encouraged, when I looked at a book called The Rest of God.
所以我是很受鼓励当我读那本书就是在神里面安息
It was written by Mark Buchanan
是一个人他的作者叫 Mark Buchanan
He was trying to explain how the Bible teaches about how we need to rest to find rest for our souls
他在这里就是给我们写这样就是怎样在圣经中找到我们灵魂得安息的
But he said many times in talking to Christians it's so difficult to talk about rest because people just want to be busy
是啊，很多时候他说实在是很困难和一个基督徒来说你要得安息那些基督徒们都是说我要忙
And busy for good things too
我要忙是为了好事情啊
But somehow we cannot find rest for our souls
但是我们找不到我们生命的安息
And we can have no time for God to really be close to us and to enjoy His presence in our lives
我们在生命中很难找到时间让神与我们同在让我们能够在那里享受他给我们的自由和安息
And he pointed out that a lot of the restlessness in our souls is because we live with the question what if
yeah, 我们 很多时候很难找到我们灵魂的安息因为我们常常给自己的问题就是如果不是
You know, many times we tell ourselves what if
我很多时候问我们自己如果这个情况发生怎么办？那个情况发生怎么办
？If only I had more money.
如果我有更多的钱。
If only I can get rid of my emotional scars.
只有我有更多的钱，或者只有我能够把我的情绪能够控制住。
And then get rid of my painful memories.
然后我只有我把我的脑海中痛苦的记忆去掉。
And for some of the you that are here.
我在这里听见有些人说
if I could only have the freedom to make choice of my time, use of my time, and use of my money, and choice to who, to what kind of friends I can make.
所以我们就很多年轻人就这样问，如果我能够有自由的选择，能够让我知道我怎样用我的钱，怎样用我的时间，怎样决定怎么样的朋友我愿意交。
And some of us would even say this.
我们有些人甚至说
If only my wife or my husband would love me more.
如果只有等我的妻子或者我的丈夫更爱我多一点的时候
If only my child would not be rebellious.
只有我的孩子不在那里反抗我的时候
If only I could be a better parent.
如果我能够成只有我当成做成一个更好的
If only I could enjoy more health and mobility.
这是只有我身体变得更好的时候。
A lot of what if, what if, what if.
很多的只有。
And you know what? When you start doing that,
当你这样做的时候
，I will call that a victim mindset.
我就把这个称呼称为一个受害者的心态。
So you will ask, why be a victim? You know, who hurt me? Who?
Yeah. Took advantage. 你会问这个问题，为什么我成为一个受害者呢？谁害了我吗？我谁会占我的便宜啊？
Because with a victim mindset, you're essentially saying this.
因为你这个，因为有了一个受害者的心态，你就这样说，是。
If only people would change.
只有别人改变。
In my life circumstances would change.
只有我的生命的这个光景能够改变 生活的光景改变。
Then my life would be better off.
只有那样的话我的生活才会更好。
When you say that to yourself,
当你这样对自己说,
you're essentially making yourself at the mercy of people and circumstances. Do you see that?
当你对自己这样说的时候你就成为了一个这个受害者的一个心态。只有你在那里就是想着别人要怎样的能够对你有怜悯。
And the response can only be, if you have this mindset, what are some of the clues that you have this mindset?
是怎么样，有什么样一些情况让你能够觉得你这样有这样一个受害者心态呢？
Let me just give you two possibilities.
让我给你两个可能性。
We start blaming people.
我们就开始责备别人。
Now let me ask you, if you do that, when you come before the Lord one day,
我问你们一个问题，有一天你来到神面前，
and God will ask you, why did you love me more and serve me more?
说神会问你，你为什么不爱我更多一些呢？
Sorry, Lord, I'm so sorry.
他说对不起啊，神。
Because you gave me a husband and a wife that's not very helpful to me.
你给我的那个妻子和丈夫对我不太好。
You gave me children that are very rebellious.
你给我的孩子老是在那里给我造反。
If you're thinking of giving that answer,
如果你问了这，你给了神这样一个回答。
Let me ask you this.
我问你这个。
When God says you should love me with all your heart, with soul and mind and body,
神这样的你在这里向你要求，你要有全心全意、全身来爱我。
Did he say this?
他有没有问说
？Oh, you can love me when things are all right in your home.
他说，你爱我的时候，你可以等到你家里的事情搞定了以后再来爱我。
You can serve me more if your job is going well.
你可以更多的向我俯伏敬拜，只有等到你的工作变好了以后。
Did he say that?
神有没有这样说呢
？No. Absolutely no.
神没有这样说。
Because he says, "My grace is sufficient for you."
神说，我的恩典够你用。
So at the same time, instead, one possibility is that we blame people for our lack of love for God or others.
所以有没有这样一个可能性？因为我们没有对神有足够的爱，所以我们在那里老是责备别人。
The other thing is that we would secretly blame God.
另外一个可能性就是我们心里头有时候秘密的在那里责备。
We secretly blame God.
责备神。
God, why hasn't this person changed?
神啊，你为什么不让这个人改变呢？
Why is my life circumstance always so bad?
为什么我的生命的生活的光景这么的坏？
And you know what?
你知道为啥？
When you do that,
你这样做，
Satan is so happy.
撒旦是那么的高兴。
Because you know that he knows that you'll be under his control.
是因为撒旦知道到那个时候你就是在撒旦的掌控之下。
You might be doing a lot of Christian activities.
你有可能做了很多的基督徒的这个
including Bible study,
事情
praying,
在学圣经啊
visiting people,
祷告啊或者是去访问别人啊
but you do not sense you are close to God.
但是你的心里没有那么和神那样的经历
because in your mind you always have a question mark about God.
因为在你的心里有一个对神有那么个问号
God, you're not fair.
神啊你不
how come my brothers and sisters are doing so well?
为什么我的兄弟姐妹他们做的世界上那么成功
How come I'm in this situation?
为什么我成了这样一个光景
So we need to examine ourselves.
所以我们要自己省察一下
Do we have the mindset of a victim mindset?
我们有没有这样一个受害者的心态
And then if that's the case,How can we change it to a God-centered mindset?
如果是这样的话，我们怎样改变我们自己，成为一个以神为中心的一个心态？
And then, in so doing, why do we need to move from a God-centered mindset.
为什么我们要以神为中心，有这样一个心态？
To find rest for our souls.
来为我们的灵魂得寻找安息。
So let us see how we can change from a victim mindset to a God-centered mindset.
我们现在来看一下，我们怎样从一个这个受害者的心态变成一个以神为中心的心态。
Let's read together Psalm 103.
我们现在打开圣经，我们要圣经要读诗篇103篇。
Okay, let's read it in the Chinese first.
我们先读中文诗篇103篇。
Verses 1 to 12.
从第一节读到第十二节，大家准备好，好，我们开始读。我的心啊，你要感受耶和华。我在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如因返老还童。耶和华施行公义，为一切受屈的人伸冤。他使摩西知道他的法则，叫以色列晓得他的作为。耶和华有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱，都不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。他没有按我们的罪待过，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。天离地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
Okay, let's read it in English.
我们从英文。
Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, for forgives all our sins.And heals all our diseases, who remains alive from the pit, and crowns you with gladness, who has satisfied your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all. He made known his ways to Moses. The Lord is just and generous, only abounding in love.He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our lot deserves, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. You know, one thing I notice about this psalm is that it talks about praising God.
有一件事我注意的就是在诗篇中这个章节中，他说就是赞美神。
And so interesting to see that there are two things if I were to summarize this passage from verses 1 to 12.
1到12节有两件事我可以总结一下。
Is that he invites us to praise the Lord with all our being so that we can find rest for our souls.
第一个就是全心全意赞美我们的神，然后所以我们的生命中就能得到安息。
How do we praise him? First is to focus on his character.
怎样赞美神呢？就是第一个要做的就是注重神的性情。
And secondly, to praise him for his benefits.
这是第二个就是赞美他给我们的好处。
So let's look at the first one first.
我们先看第一个。
Which is to praise his character.
是赞美神的性情。
Have you noticed one thing that if you look at verses 1 and 2, when he says, praise the Lord, my soul.
第一、第二节他们里面讲到的要紧就是在我心里面的用我的 灵魂来赞美神。
The psalmist is talking to himself.
这个写这个诗篇的人在对他自己说话。
Have you noticed that often time you talk to yourselves?
有时候你有没有注意，很多时间你自己是对自己说话的。
You have to say to yourself sometimes, like this morning when you woke up, it's bright out there, and I said, wow, did I Turn the clock forward. It seems so bright this morning.
是啊，今天早上起来的时候，你就说，哎呀，外面这么亮啊，我有没有把我的时间往前调一个小时啊？
And then oftentimes, he says, when you engage in praise, one of the things you know that you really praise the Lord.
作者是这样说，当你在那里真心诚意想祷告的时候，
you are so wrapped up or caught up in it.
所以你要在心里头，你就是完全完完全全用你的心里面的。
So let me try to explain it by using a recent experience that I had.
Yeah, 我这里用一个例子来讲，怎样是用你的心来祷告。有最近有一个故事。
My wife and I visited a sister in Christ.
我和我的妻子前一阵子去拜访一个组内的姐妹。
And because she has shingles. Shingles.
Yeah, no.她因为有带状疱疹。
And so when we sat down, the first thing she wanted to talk about was her shingles experience.
Yeah, 第一件事我们坐下来在那里讲话的时候，她那个姐妹就说了说她这个带状疱疹的一个经验。
And she said when her shingles flared up,
她是说这个带状疱疹破的时候，
she cannot think of anything else except the pain in her body.
她完完全全想不到任何的事情，想到的就是她身上的痛。
And when the pain was overwhelming,
那个疼痛是那么的剧烈。
She would roll on the floor.
她在这个地上打滚。
And cry out in anguish.
在痛苦的在那里哭喊。
When I heard that, I could not relate because I have not gone through such pain as she has gone through.
Yeah, 我在这里听她讲，我也没办法赞同，因为我也没有经历过这样一个痛苦。
But essentially, I kind of pick up one concept.
但是在最后的时候我捡起来一个概念，这样
is that when her pain afflicted her body,
当她的痛苦这样的在她的身上的时候，
she was totally preoccupied with that pain.
她完全身上所有的其他的事情全部放下，她想到的就是她的痛。
In a sense, it's like the psalmist telling himself, praise the Lord with all your inmost being.
Yeah, 这个圣经上的诗篇就是这样描写这样一个光景，当你在这里赞美神的时候，就是完完全全用你的全部的身心。
Another way of describing how to be all wrapped up in what you're doing,
另一个方法来形容这个完完全全这个一个方的这个情况，
could be described also in ecstatic experiences,
也可以有另外一个经验，就是
like when the pianist interprets a masterpiece and she plays it just perfectly well. She feels that his body, mind, and soul is engaged with that music, piece of music.
当一个钢琴师，很好的钢琴师，他在那里完完全全弹了一首很好的曲子的时候，就是他完全把他的自己的身心灵全部融化在这个曲子里面。
And I also like to watch, especially in the Olympics,A gymnast.
我也喜欢看这个体育，特别是奥林匹克运动会的时候，这个体操运动员。
Especially when they do execute the floor exercise perfect.
当这个体操运动员在那里做了一段体操，这个完美的体操，全无瑕疵的体操。
That they get a perfect 10.
那个所有的裁判都给了10分。
And you can see the way when she was executing the exercise.
当你看这个重复的看他这个做这个体操的时候，
that her mind, body, and spirit are all wrapped into what she was doing.
那他的身心灵全部融合在他所做的那件事上。
Now let me ask you a question.
我问你一个问题。
Would you say of your own personal experience or in the worship when we are gathered together, is that kind of experience?
你能不能想到这样一个经验，就是当我们在一起聚集一起祷告的时候，你有没有这样一段时间是全部的？
What does it take for us to be fully engaged in our praise and worship of God?
什么才能让我们这个完全用我们身心灵聚集在神的身上来赞美神呢？
I think with the psalmist, he's saying, look at who God is.
诗篇是这样说，你往上看看神是怎样。
You gotta know his holy name.
你要知道神圣洁的名。
In other words, you gotta know what his character is.
你要知道神的性情是怎样的。
You gotta look at yourself and ask, who is God that I know today, not yesterday, not tomorrow, today.
Yeah. 今天你要自己问自己，我今天认识的神是怎样的一位神？不是昨天的、前天的认识的神，是今天这个时刻我所知道的神是怎样的。
Because can you imagine if you know when I first became a Christian？
你可以想象我起初刚变成基督徒的时候。
A counselor at church teach me how to pray to God。
我教会里的一个指导就在那里教导我怎样向神赞美，怎样祷告。
And I'm sure some of you are familiar with this。
你大概有些人已经知道这个故事。
It is based on an acronym ACTS, which is first thing is that you adore or you praise God。
Yeah, 他教导我是这样去做，就是用这个英文词 ACTS, 就是 X。他是第一个就是敬拜神。
And then secondly, C stands for confess. You confess your sins.
Yeah, 第二个 C 代表你的忏悔。
And then T, you thank God.
T 是代表感谢神。
And S stands for supplication, or you make your prayer request made known to God.
Yeah, S 就是让你的祷告的事项让神知道。
And oftentimes, I'm kind of very structured person, so I follow those in perfect order.
是啊，我是一个很有结构啊，就是比较。比较整洁的，就是我做事情的时候都是按照我的这个次序，一二三四，我就是像神这样子祷告。
But one time I got a different perspective.
但一次我就正好反了一反。
I said if I were to use the same way I pray,
如果我用每次都用一样的方式来向次序向神祷告
，that I would go to my father and say and do the same thing.
所以我就。到我的父亲那里，我就说我也做同样的事情。
So when I see my father,
当我看见我的天父
，I will say this to him.
我在这里，
这
是我自己的父亲。然后说，我就是对我的父亲说
，Oh, Father, you're such a great father.
我对我的爸爸说，哎，爸爸，你是这样的伟大的爸爸。
You always protect me.
你在那里老是在那里保护我。
You always provide for me.
你总是在那里提供我的东西，要的。
And I'm sorry that I'm not always very thankful for what you have done for me.
所以我对我的爸爸说，我很对不起你啊，我在不是老是在感谢你为我做的一切。
A lot of you are laughing at me, right?
很多人都笑了。
Have you thought about that you're doing the same thing to God?
你有没有想过，你如果像对父亲一样对这个神呢？
This is something that I have to do, so I do it out of obedience, out of duty. Check.
这你就是在拿出一张纸来说，这件事情我一定要做的。我做这件事情啊，是因为我要听你的话，所以我要听从你的话，所以我就做了。
So the same way when we praise God.
这同样就像我们在这里赞美神的时候，
It has to be sincere.
一定要真心啊，真心诚心。
I still remember, many many years ago.
我记得很多年以前。
A pastor that I look up to.
我也很看重一个牧师。
He was just starting off in his ministry. He was very young.
他什么？
He was very young.
Yeah, 他很年轻。
And he was a person of very few words.
他那个牧师很年轻，他也讲话也不多。
And also very shy.
就是比较害羞的一种。
But he would come up oftentimes in the morning greeting the congregation coming in.
Yeah, 他早上一般很早的时候就到这个门口来，这个欢迎，会众来聚集的。
So oftentimes she would like to connect with people.
很多时间他愿意和人多交往。
And so he would come up to a sister and say, "Oh, what a beautiful dress you wore today."
他对一个姐妹就跑到一个姐妹前面说，哎，你今天穿得很美啊。
I believe he was very sincere.
我相信他是很讲很真心的话。
And being very nice.
很和蔼的。
But at least one sister told me this.
很矮的对那个姐妹说，但是一个至少有一个姐妹对我说
，I don't like the remark my pastor gave.
我不喜欢他给我的衣服的评论。
Because I've been wearing this dress several times to church already.
他说我来教会穿的同样的衣服已经好几次了。
You see what I mean?
你知道我什么意思吗
？He didn't do it in such a way that he kind of personally. Know this person.
Yeah, 他已经知道这么一个人了，他还有意的这样做。
So if we really look to know God personally,
如果我们真的是和神有亲密的个人的关系，
then it could be very different, very personal.
就是我们所讲的就是很特别的，我们就不是讲泛泛的话，就是
very genuine,
是很真心的话。
So that each day you'll say, Lord, I thank you for speaking to me.
所以你就会讲，主啊，谢谢你今天对我说话。
That sometimes you did not pick me to do certain things.
有时候你神啊，你没有选我做某样事情。
You picked somebody else.
你选让别人去做这样事情。
I want to accept that.
我也愿意这样接受。
Because I know you have the best intention for everyone.
因为我知道你给我们每个人都安排了最好的。
You are impartial God.
这是你是呢
impartial.
不偏心的啊，不偏心的啊，不偏心的神。
So, it's an intimate personal expression of who God is to you right there.
这是一个完全和你个人和神有这样一个亲密的关系。
So when the psalmist talks about God and praising him,
当诗篇在这里讲到这里要赞美神。
He uses the word holy to describe God's name.
他用了这样一个圣名来形容神的名。
So let's look at how, you know, one particular, the word, the Lord, that is in verse 1 and 2, praise the Lord. In Chinese, it is Yehovah. In English, it's the Lord.
Yeah. 所以我们看第一节，他要说赞美耶和华，这个耶和华在中文里面是用了耶和华，英文里面用的是主。
If you could read the Hebrew Old Testament,
如果你能够读这个希伯来文的原文的话
，then it will be in the English letter Y H W H。
在原文中，它是用这个这样一个 Y H W H 这个字母来讲这个耶和华。
But then you say, but how can you pronounce the word? There's no vowels.
对啊，所以你就说怎么样我来这个拼这个字呢？它连元音都没有。
Okay.
那母音都没有，我叫你母音。
And then, so you will ask, then how can they pronounce their name?
别人就问是怎样让我来拼这个神的名字呢？
They don't pronounce his name.
原文并不
The Jews don't pronounce the name of God.
那些犹太人并不拼这个神的名字。
But you ask why?
为什么呢？
Because that's their way of expressing that God is way beyond us.
所以那些原文的意思为什么是用这个全部用辅音呢？就是说神是离我们那么的远，不一样。
And to show that we really honor him.
我们真的是很尊重神，因为他的名。
We should even pronounce his name.
我们不应该去。拼神的名字。
That's how holy he is.
真的神的是那样的那样的圣洁。
And by the way, in the English,
用英文。
Many times we casually would see somebody doing something terrific, and we say, "Oh, that's awesome."
我们有时候说，哎，你做了很伟大的事情，你说真的是不得了。
But did you know that way back then?
你知道很久以前。
We don't use that word "awesome" on people.
我们不用那个字用这个了不起这个字。
It's only used to describe what God has done in our lives.
那个了不起这个字只是用来形容神在我们生命中所做的大事情。
I think it's about time that there are certain things, certain words that we only keep it just for God.
所以在那个段时间里，有一些字是专门是描写神专用的。
I don't know about you.
我记得。
But in our house.There are certain silverwares that we reserve only for guests.
我在家里头有一些银器，我们是只是给客人来才用的。
Or even glasses that are only designated for guests.
或者有一些玻璃，那些是给客人来专用的。
Family members don't use it.
我记得我不用那些。
Because we want to make sure that our guest is treated with honor.
是你自己家里是
我的家
啊，他写小时候的家里，他说那些东西是给客人留的，是因为对客人的尊重。
Now let me ask you this question.
我问大家一个问题。
In your own life,
在你的生命中。
In your home,
在你家里。
Or anything that you do,
或者你做的事情。
Is there something special that you do only for the Lord?
你有没有一些特殊的事情你只为神做
？Like I know a pastor.
我认识这样一个牧师。
When he would give his children money to give us an offering to the Lord,
他这个牧师给他的孩子，让他把这个钱给做奉献的时候
，he would not write a check.
他不写这样一个支票。
He will go to the bank.
他会去银行。
And get brand new crisp notes.
Yeah,
for offering.
Yeah, 他会去银行拿一个去要申请一个本票。
Because
全新的钱啊，全新的钱。
Because God is holy.
因为他说，因为他认为神是圣洁的。
And he want to demonstrate that to how he gives his money and I'm sure his time to the Lord.
他要在这里向别人让他要把这个圣洁的钱用作他把他的当做他的时间和当做他的心意献给神。
So you see when the psalmist says, "Praise the Lord, all my inmost being."
所以诗篇在这样说，要用里面的心，在我凡在我里面的都要称颂他的名。
He's saying, "God, you are so honorable."
神啊，你是这样值得敬
拜。God, you're so holy.
你是这样的圣洁。
God, you're so worthy of being worshipped.
神啊，你是这样的圣洁，值得赞美。
That I want to give you my best.
我要给你我最好的。
I want to give you everything that I can for you.
我要把我所能的、所有的、最好的都给你。
And then when you do that,
当你这样做的时候
，You know one thing that you will be blessed with.
有一件你会得祝福的。
There's an inner satisfaction that you cannot find in anything else.
你里面就 得一个满足，这个满足是任何事情都不能让
你得的。You can sense the closeness of God to you.
你可以感觉到神和你是这样的亲近。
And out of that,
在那样以外
everything you do,
每一件你做的事
your personal devotion,
你个人的敬拜
your serving the Lord,
你在那里服侍神
you calling up and caring for people,
你在那里服侍人
it just flows out of you.
那些事情自然的就从你心里里面
流出来。You don't have to generate something inside you.
你不需要在你心里面特意的做一些
事情。You don't have to tell yourself, I've got to do this.
你不需要告诉你自己，哎，我要做这样的事情。
Because you want to do it.
因为你想要那样的做。
It's a prompting from the Lord.
是神给你的一个这样一个里面的心愿。
That gives you true rest.
这是给了你一个完全的
真
正的安息。
So even though 6 days in a week,
甚至一周有六天。
Your boss is always at your neck.
所以你的老板一直就在你的脖子边上。
He's pressuring you.
在那里压着你的脖子。
You can still feel at peace.
你也能得平安。
Or when the family, especially when there's some elderly parents who are sick and needs to be cared for.
当你家里有一个年老的父母需要照顾。
And children with so many activities that you have to take care of.
你的孩子有那么多的各种的活动需要。
Everything around you seems to be going faster and faster.
所以你身边所有的事情是越来越快。
You can still find rest.
你仍旧能够得到安息。
You know, I always remember and cherish one of the very experienced pastors.
我也记得以前有一个很有经验的牧师。
He also was a seminary teacher of mine.
他也自己也是一个我神学院的教授。
He says, "Let me tell you, future pastors."
他这样有一次对我们说：“你们将来这些牧师们。
”One thing that you should guard very closely in your life.
有一件事你要在你生命中知道。
Is your inner chamber of your heart.
就是你心里面的这个敬拜的地方。
If you guard that well.
如果你保守那个心里的敬拜的地方。
If you really experience God in your life closely.
如果你真的是体会神与你同在，在你的心中，
everything in your church,
每一件在教会里发生的事情，
whether good or bad,
不论是好的还是坏的，
especially when it's difficult,
特别当这个困难的时候，
you can still stand firm in the Lord.
你在神面前也能够坚立站立得住。
I never forget those words.
我从来没有忘记他说的这句话。
Because if you haveBeen leading church long enough.
如果你在那里带领教会已经很长时间
，Not only can you be very tired.
你在那里带领很长时间，你会很疲倦。
You can be very discouraged as well.
你也是很受伤害，你也没有信心。
That's the rest that we need.
这是我们在心里所要得的安息。
It's the rest that only God can give.
只有神能够给我们这样一个安息。
It's the rest that comes when.We go from the victim mindset to the God-centered mindset.
Yeah, 这个就是我们一个从 受害者的心态变成了一个以神为中心的这样心态一个变化。
And praising God for who He is.
我们要感谢赞美神，因为神是那样的信使。
Can help us make that change.
能够让我们从心里面发生这样一个变化。
In addition, our souls find rest in benefiting from counting or praising God for His benefits.
我们的心，我们的灵魂也要得安息。我们要数算神给我们的恩典。
Now, in verses 2 to 12, it shares all a list of things that the psalmist wants to thank the God for His benefits.
从这个诗篇103篇的这个第二节到十二节，就是这个作者把他所要感谢神的一项一项的事情，一样一样的列出来。
And I'm reminded as I counted benefits.
我在那里被提醒，我在这里数算神的恩典。
First, I counted the benefits that my parents gave to me.
我第一个要数算的恩典就是我父母给我的恩典。
And to be honest, you know, my parents are all gone already.
我的父母已经过世了。
Many times, one of the regrets that comes to my mind.
有一件就是心里头后悔的。
Why is it that I didn't thank them more?
为什么我没有感谢他们更多一些呢？
Why didn't I appreciate their wise counsel more?
为什么我在那里不感谢他们给我这项一个很好的这个。提醒
Why didn't thank them for working and also making the sacrifice for me?
为什么不感谢他们在那里工作，然后为我做了一些牺牲？
You know, one thing that I can think of is this.
我想有一个原因。
I was immature.
我那个不成熟。
I was very selfish.
我很自私。
I felt that I deserve all their loving care.
我觉得的就是我在那里配得他们给我们所有的爱。
So when I started to appreciate what they have done for me,
当我开始在那里感谢他们给我的
which was kind of later in my life,
在我的生命中是挺晚的了
and I did a little bit,
但我做了一些
but I felt not enough,
我觉得不够
but one thing I thank the Lord for,
我感谢神
is that I believe I became more mature,
我感谢神，我觉得我是越来越成熟
Let me put it this way,
让我们这样描写
in your relationship with the Lord.
当你的和神的关系
Have you come to a realization
你有没有意识到
that you have not been grateful towards God
你没有对神那样有感谢的心
You just kind of say well thank you Lord for things in general
你只是泛泛的说哎主啊谢谢你啊
Or you only thank God for those things that you ask for
你只是感谢神你向神求的事情
How about things that you didn't ask for but was good for you
你有没有想到有一些事情你甚至没有问神要但是神给了你对你有好处的
Have you become spiritually mature enough to say that Lord, what I didn't ask for but you gave me was what I needed
是你在那里属灵的生命中有没有成熟向那神感谢说神啊你给了我这些东西虽说我没有求但是这些东西给了我对我有好处
When you have done that
你这样做
Congratulations
是啊很感这是向你祝贺
Because you have become mature now.
因为你现在变成熟了。
So one of the things, if I were to go through the 12 verses, we'll probably go past our time.
我在这里要是把12节仔细在下面的10节每一项都解一遍的话，时间就过了。
So let me just summarize what the psalmist is trying to say in these 10 verses.
我在这里总结一下诗篇这十节要讲了什么。
He was describing God's care, and he was grateful for it.
他在这里描述的就是神对他的照顾，他很感谢。
You know, and I found a sentence that really summarizes what he's saying here.
我在这里找了一句，真是在这里总结了他所说的十二节。
And it's found in a very familiar passage, found in Psalm 23, verse 6.
诗篇23节六。
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
And I couldn't find a better picture than this picture to describe it.
我想我大概还能再找一个更好的图片，但是这是一个很好的图片。
Because first it's a young lamb or a
这是一个小羊。
He or she needs all the care.
那个小羊需要所有的
unprotected
这个爱。
And you know one thing about sheep?
Yeah, 你知道一件事情，就是这个羊。
If they're not satisfied, they won't lie down.
这个羊不满足的话，它不会坐
下来。You can make them lie down, but they won't lie down. They still want to find things to eat.
你可以强迫他们躺下，但是他们还是
会在那里。But once they lie down, they are content as ever.
但是一旦这个羊躺下的话，它就是很满意了。
So he is counting God's benefit by saying, "Hey, I am fully satisfied."
他是就是仰赖神的恩典。他说我完全满意。
It is a beautiful closure to Psalm 23 as well.
这个这一句也是这一节也是二十三节最好的结尾。
Not only is he talking about his past experience with God,
他这里不但谈论他过去和神的关系
，but he's talking about His life experience to be when God is He's walking with the Lord.
他也是讲将来他的生命中，他和神同行的所得的满足。
Look at very closely what he's described.
大家仔细看他在这里怎样描述。
Did he say, "Oh, so that I will have enough food to eat"?
他有没有说我今天我有一切吃的已经足够
？That all my diseases are He will heal.
我所有的疾病神会。治疗
He will protect me from all dangers.
神会保护我从危险中保护我。
He didn't say that.
他没有说。
He says all the dangers I go through.
所有一生。
All the sickness that I go through.
我的疾病我。
Even the death of loved ones that I've experienced.
甚至是那些我所爱的
人过去。I can still say and attest that God is surely goodness and mercy.
我完全就在那里能够做证明神是有恩典有慈爱的。
Follow all the days of my life.
在我一生一世中。
What a beautiful life.
这是有多美的一个生命。
All because
完全是因为
He shifted from a victim mindset to a God-centered mindset.
他完全是因为他从一个受害者的心态转成了一个神为中心的心态。
And how can you see the difference?
你可以看见的不同的点。
He is restful before God.
他在神面前是完全得安息。
Restful.
完全得安息。
Now let's close with a few things.
我在这里要结尾要讲一些。
If you were to look at verses 9 to 12.
大家看九到十二节。
One of the things that is really remarkable is that in verse 11, in verse 12, he says this, as far as The east is from the west.
他在十二节是这个比较真的是很让人惊讶。他在十二节说东离西有多远。
So has he removed our transgressions from us.
他叫我们过犯离我们也多远。
And it also says that he doesn't always accuse us for our sins.
他这里所说的就是神不是一直在责备我们所犯的罪。
So I love the psalmist that he's able to picture a truth in a very clear way.
我喜欢诗篇，因为诗篇用一个幅图画来描述这样一个。
Because if you go to the Old Testament,
你去旧约
and you know that there's such a day as called the Day of Atonement.
大家就知道有这样一个节日，有一个日子称为赎罪日。
When you as a worshipper has to bring two goats,
你是敬拜的，你要带两只羊去。
And you bring it to the priest.
你把这个羊带到这个祭司前面。
And then with the first goat.
第一个羊
before is offered as a sacrifice,
先把它献为祭。
The person who brought the goat has to put his hand, lay hands on the goat.
那个人献祭的人要把他的手放在这个羊的头上。
Not to bless the goat, okay? Don't get me wrong.
不是祝福这个羊啊。
The laying of the hands symbolizes that you transfer your sin to the goat.
这个你把手放在羊的头上。代表的意义就是你把你的罪你所犯的罪放在这个羊的身上。
Then the goat is sacrificed.
然后这个羊被献祭了。
But what happened to the second goat?
第二个羊怎么样呢
？Don't you do the same for the same goat?
有没有做同样的呢
？No. What do you do with the second goat?
没有。
After you lay hands on the goat again?
是不是要把手放在羊身上
？Then somebody will bring that goat to the wilderness somewhere so that he will get lost and never come back, find his way back.
然后就把有人把这个羊带到这个旷野，这个羊就找不到回家路，自己就。
That is to symbolize that when God forgives your sin, when your sin is paid for by the goat,
这里所代表的意义就是神已经原谅了你的罪，你的罪已经被这个羊所代替。
And that the goat died for your sins. Quote,
这个羊为你的罪而死。
Which to symbolize what Jesus would do one day when he comes to earth and die on the cross for our sins.
这个代表的意义就是神有一天来为我们的罪死在十字架上。
So、the sin is paid for.
你的罪被罪债被偿付。
And then the other goat symbolized when he's taken and lost.
第二个羊
in the wilderness.
被带走带到旷野里，就是说这个羊迷失了。
Is that God will forget your sins once and for all?
神会一次永远的忘记你所犯的罪。
You know why oftentimes there is so much unrest in our souls?
你知道为什么我们在灵里面有那么多不安息的地方？
We are reminded of the mistake we've done in the past.
我们老是被我们过去所犯的
错误所提醒。Some of the shortcomings that we have.
我们的缺陷。
And instead of asking God, please forgive me, or if you've done that,
你没有把你的眼目注注在神的身上，向神求主啊，求你原谅我的罪。
And if you have done that, you can look at the blood of the Lamb, which is Jesus Christ, and say it's forgiven.
你没有做的话，你可以看看羔羊的血，就是我们的耶稣基督。你要想到你的罪已经被赦免。
And as far as the east is from the west, which is infinite.
你那你想东离西有多远，就是无限的远。
God has completely wiped out my record of sin.
神完全的涂抹了我的罪，我的所犯的各种罪的记录。
Now, oftentimes, if we have car insurance, you know that if you have an accident and you claim, made a claim with your insurance company,
你有大家有经验啊，你有车保险，有一次你得了车祸，
will,
然后你的就像保险公司。赔钱。
It will stay on your record for how many years?
Three years. 啊，那个你让保险公司赔了钱之后，然后呢，你的车呢就有了个记录，那个记录有三年之久在你的记录上。
You bring something by mistake, maybe meat or something. You cross the U.S. customs. It stays on your record at least 3 years.
啊，或者你过了美国海关带了什么不该带的东西。然后他在你的记录上也是三年之久。
Then you have to prove yourself that you will not have another accident, or you will not bring some illegal contrabands into the country.
Yeah. 然后你要重新要证明你不会再有一个车的事故，或者是证明你不会再带一些非法的东西进美国。
Before a record will be cleared.
只有那样你的记录才被清掉。
But not with God.
但是神。
Immediately when you pray and ask for forgiveness.
你马上一祷告的时候，神就涂抹了过去的罪孽。
The blood of the cross is sufficient for that.
十字架的所流的血，耶稣基督所流的血是足够了。
And sometimes the reason why we have so much restlessness in our hearts.
为什么我们有这心里不平啊，又有不安息呢？
Because we listen to our enemy, Satan.
因为我们心里听的就是我们的敌人撒旦。
He's there to accuse you.
撒旦一直在这里控诉你。
He's there to cause turmoil in your hearts.
他在那里所带来的就是你心里的不安。By reminding
you of your past,
让你想起你过去。
I was not a good parent.
我不是一个好的家长。
I neglected my children when I was busy.
我很忙的时候，我也不管我的孩子。
I did not affirm them enough.
我没有完全的支持他们。
I did not encourage them enough.
我在那里没有完全的鼓励他们。我。向他们保证。
When we see our parents raising their voice,
当我们看见我们的家长，讲出来
，we see them arguing with each other.
我记得我的家长们就是在相互的有争吵。
We see them fighting each other.
我记得家长们在那里吵架。
And we feel so pressed in between.
我觉得我就在其中受气。
And we blame them.
我在那里责备他们。
We said that we are not successful now.
我们不得满足。
We're not as good as our peers because our parents didn't encourage us enough.
我比不上我的同学们，因为我的家长没有在那里鼓励我们。
These are things from the evil one.
这些是从那个罪恶之子的来的控告。
It's from Satan.
Satan 从撒旦来的。
We need to stand up.
我们要在这里要站起来
and tell our enemy, no, Jesus Christ has forgiven me, just as God has forgiven me, I will forgive.
我们要在这里对我们的敌人说，耶稣基督，原谅了我们，
My imperfect parents.
我的父母虽说是不完美。
So let me close with this thought.
我在这里结束，有这样。
How do we know that we are walking with a God-centered mindset?
我们怎样知道我们是在那里有一个以神为中心的心态？
How can we tell that God has given us rest?
我们怎能知道神已经给了我们安息
？To our souls.
给我们灵魂得安息呢
？I think our lives will be qualitatively changed.
我们的生命就会有质量上的改变。
Our lives will display God's goodness and mercy.
我们的生命就会在那里彰显神的荣耀和神的怜悯。
So let me ask you a few questions.
我问大家一些
self-examine yourself.
自己一些问题。
Based on how you relate to people, would it remind them of God's goodness and mercy in your life?
你和别人这样一个关系，你能不能向别人提醒神？和你给你的怜悯。
So would you say that do I leave behind peace or turmoil?
我留给别人留下的是不是和平还是混乱
？Do I leave behind forgiveness or bitterness?
我留下的是原谅还是痛苦
？Do I leave behind contentment or conflict?
我所留下的是满意还是冲突？
Oops.Let us think for a while. Pause for a while.
Yeah, 我停一下子。
How would you answer those questions?
你怎样回答这些问题呢？
That's the difference between a victim mindset as opposed to a God-centered mindset.
这个就是受害者的心态和以神为中心的心态的区别。
And how we transition from one to the other.
我们怎样改变从一个一点到另一端
Depends on whether we praise God for His character.
这些都完全取决于我们有没有在这里赞美神的性情
And His benefits.
和他的恩典，他的好处。
How about do we leave behind joy or frustration?
我们是不是留下喜乐还是悲伤
？Do we leave behind love or hostility？
我们是不是留下爱或者是敌意
？I'll give you a moment and then we'll close in prayer。
我给大家一段时间，大家想一想，我们就祷告。
最后两章我们一起祷告Let's pray together
让我们一起祷告
Lord you have given us so much
主啊，你给了我们这么多
，But oftentimes we missed it.
但是很多时候我们就是没有记得
，Because our minds have not been transformed, have not been changed.
因为我们的思想没有被改变，没有转变。
We're not changed by you.
我们还没有被你所改变。
Sometimes it's because we refuse to do so.
有时候我们是心里拒绝被你改变。
So our mind is still focused on ourselves.
我们的心思意念只是在我们自己的身上
As being the most important person,
让自己觉得自己是最要紧的
Even though we call ourselves a Christian,
我们称呼自己是基督徒
And we do a lot of Christian activities,
我们做很多基督徒的事情
But Lord, you are not the Lord of our lives.
但主，你不是我们生命的主
So because of that,
因为这样
Many times as we look at people,
很多时候我们看别人
Especially those who are close to our lives,That are close to us.
当我们和我们这些亲近的人
，people that we love，
我们所爱的人
，we easily get frustrated with them.
我们很轻易的就和他们有争执。
We feel that they don't love us enough.
我们觉得那些人对我们的爱不够。
We felt that they don't care enough for us.
他不，那些人不关心我们。
We felt that they don't understand us.
他们不理解我们。
We felt that they don't appreciate us.
他们不欣赏我们。
We felt that they don't thank us enough.
他们并不爱我们。
So easily we get caught up in that.
我们很轻易的就变成了那样一个心态。
But today, Lord, we see the psalmist very different from us.
今天我们看见这个诗篇的作者实在是和我们不一样。
Because he could look beyond people and circumstances.
他在那里看，在他看别人是不凭着自己的情形。
So he called on his whole being to focus on the Lord.
他让他的全部的身心全部注目在神的身上。
To genuinely and personally praise him for his character.
这是诚心诚意全心的来赞美神的性情。
And to praise him for his benefits.
这个感谢神给他的恩典。
And how his soul is filled with your rest.
他的灵魂是怎样得到你的安息。
Lord, we need that.
主啊，我们也需要那样。
Lord, we want that.
主啊，我们也要那样子。
So that our lives will really bring peace to people.
我们的生命能够真的给别人带来平安。
That our lives will bring love to people.
我们能够生命能够给别人带来爱。
That our lives will bring hope to people.
我们的生命能够把希望带给别人。
Help us, we pray.
帮助我们这些祷告。
So that in our daily walk with you.
当我们每日和属灵里面和神同行。
In our daily worship of you.
我们每天赞美神。
We can see you in the midst of all our problems and worries.
我们能够在我们生命中各样的苦难和各样的烦恼中能够看见主。
That we can praise you in the midst of difficult times.
甚至在困难的时候我们也能够赞美主。
And Lord, I pray for all of us here.
主啊，我为我们所有的人祷告。
Maybe we have hard decisions to make.
我们有可能有很难的决定要做。
Difficult relationship to deal with.
我们有很难的关系要和别人的关系要处理。
We have uncertain future about our health and our wellness.
我们自己的这个健康，我们财富，我们都有很多担忧。
But we can see our life destination.
我们看见我们生命的终点。
A life destination is to receive your praise.
这是我们生命的终点，就是要得到你给我们的赞许。
That we are good and faithful servant.
我们是忠心又良善的仆人。
That is our final destination.
那是我们最后的终点的。
And so may we learn how to praise you on a regular basis.
让我们每日都能够学习怎样能够来赞美你。
And that makes our lives God-centered.
然后让我们的生命以神为中心。
So we don't have to fall victim to people and circumstances.
然后我们就不会成为这样一个受害者，成为别人和环境的受害者。
That we can love you with all our heart, mind, soul, and body.
我们能够用全心全意、全身心来赞美你。
Praise you, Lord.
感谢赞美。
You deserve all the praise.
你值得配得所有的赞美。
In Jesus Christ, our Lord's name.
奉耶稣基督我们的主的名。
Amen.
Amen.